This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You mean January 10th, 2024, roughly around, 4:15 p.m., where were you when word came out that Nick Saban was stepping down? Because I do think that that's going to be a where were you type of moments, because this man, iconic. I mean, when you look and see most head coaches, most programs, Howard, have their day in the sun. And then they fade away. There was a time where it was USC and it was Pete Carroll, and it looked like, oh my God, he's going to run things. And then he didn't anymore. It was Nick Saban in LSU, and then he was gone. It was Dabo in Clemson, and then he was gone. Right now, I guess it's Georgia and Kirby Smart. We'll see how long that ride goes. But Nick Saban had the longevity of two decades where Bama was the gold standard. I don't care who the national title was. When you saw people at game day, when you saw people, I mean, even I'm sure when you went and did the Big Ten road tour, you hold up signs saying, we want Bama. We want Clemson. We want Georgia. We want Bama. Bama was the gold standard because it was Nick Saban. Heck, I saw something this morning. He's got 30 players playing in the playoffs in the NFL. 30 players. Like, you go to Bama, you go to the pros. It's iconic.
Yeah, it's well over, I think it's 124, 25 players that are on rosters to this point with a combined contract value of well over $2 billion.
Hey, right. I mean, you go to Bama, you make the league, you get paid. I guess I got a feeling, and I haven't talked to Nick, but talking with some coaches in the league, I won't say his name, but they kind of feel like if you're an older coach, you wake up every morning and it starts to be, what am I doing? This isn't what I used to do. I didn't have to become a concierge to my players and make sure everybody's happy and what's your NIL package like. And wait, are you going to leave this year? Okay, are you going to leave me this week? Do I got to check back next week? Are you going to hit the portal? Is this just I know he's 72, but it kind of feels like college football just kind of wore Nick down. You even saw when they played Michigan, the stuff that would Nick became a, in my opinion, how he became a grandfather on the sideline. And it was funny because I remember watching my father and the stuff I did as a kid when my nephew did it, he blew it off. And I'm like, wait, where's that man that tortured me all my life? Yeah, he became like, when Milroe and everything that was happening in that game against Michigan, he was just kind of like, stuff happens. What are you going to do about it? I felt like the end was soon. I thought maybe he would do another year to get a farewell tour. But is it – I think it's – am I wrong for thinking that it's just kind of the new football and this is why so many older coaches just decide, I don't want to deal with this anymore?
Yeah, and I think the other side of it too is you know, when you're working for Nick Saban, when you're in that environment, it's 24/7. It's not, okay, let me go put 8 hours in at the office, because you knew he was putting 12, 13, 14 hours in at the office. And I think he's even said as much, putting that kind of time in when he was 62 is a whole lot different than putting that time in when you're 72.
Right.
So I think there are a combination of things that have transpired, whether it's NIL. And to be honest, I know he believes in, listen, you know, players should be compensated. They should be taken care of. But I do believe that at 72, there's probably less fight there and less, because we've watched him change and adapt to whether it was the way offenses were moving the football on the football field to be able to change that. You know, he's always been the elite recruiter and always has had, you know, high expectations for coaches being on his staff that could be elite recruiters. But I think there's just a combination of things. This NIL is just so there are no guardrails.
Right.
And I think if he could actually still coach and not have to maintain some of the other things that you have to maintain as a football coach, you know, I think he could probably still adapt. I don't think that you look at the portal. I don't know that that's a major issue for him to deal with, because he's always had to deal with young people wanting to leave Alabama and people recruiting off of his roster because he was one of the few coaches that has been able to stockpile five-star talent and be able to still get them to stick around. Now, you lose players. That happens. But guys understood why they went there. So I think it's a fascinating time, much like the NFL, which I'm sure we'll get to. But now with this Alabama job now being vacant, you know, that's going to cause a ripple effect.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the other people that are going to look and see. I mean, I know.
Where do they go? Because my thing is, do you just go and try to bring Kirby Smart back? But he kind of has this thing rolling in Georgia, and I think Georgia's going to be like, over my dead body, are you leaving to go to the Bible?